This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back.
I think I said the thing twice, so yeah.
Are we and back?
I think we're back now.
Ah.
Yeah, I think.
Music stopped.
Yeah, the music faded out, and I think that's supposed to let listeners, and of course us, know that indeed we are back now. So thank you.
You're welcome.
For that glorious announcement. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about Baby Shark. We've been talking about police and, you know, how they act. We've been talking about how governments have really claimed the entire planet. They own all of the Earth, literally. There's only 200 governments. They're about on planet Earth, and there is no piece of unclaimed land that a man can go to if he doesn't want to be ruled by a government.
I'm sure the Native Americans would take a little bit of offense to that. Right? Like, oh yeah, you just migrated here, and this was the unclaimed land for a while, but...
I mean, yeah. Some people would say, well, you know, on the reservations, you know, the Native Americans are, you know, more free. That's their own country. And like, okay, that's true, but they were forced to relocate to the reservations by the states, right? So, anyway, we've got phone calls to get to. Let's go to John in Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. I wanted to talk about the fact that the border... Hi, sir. Hello. Yeah, the border's wide open, and I'm not offended that immigrants are coming here, whether it be legal or illegal. They're being told that it's okay to come here, and my family is actually... they're immigrated here from Europe. It was years ago, but we're all immigrants in the long haul. It's America, Jack. We're the melting pot of the world. I'm offended that the way that they're treating these people, like these people are children, like they're unintelligent, and they need to be told which direction to go, what to do, and when to do it.
Yeah, they're like they can't figure it out themselves somehow. Yeah.
LRN.FM.
Binary, but I don't know what that
Sorry,
really
dude.
Means.
Sorry, dude. You can't say the F-bomb. We got to dump you. Nice tirade, though.
So the Martha Vineyard ones, though, right, they were lied to, but they still got on the bus or the plane.
I mean,
right? they don't need to be told what to do, but they were no problem following orders either.
Yeah, like, how bad is your life, you know, that getting onto a bus or a plane, you know, that...
Bound for nowhere.
Bound for who knows where, like, it's got to be better than where you're at, you know? Like,
well, they made it to Florida, right? And then they went like, get on the bus, you're going to Boston. And then so they did.
Yeah, it is... It's comical, the way they are treating these people. Like, you know, okay, fine, you're here, now go figure it out. You know, like
that's the way it's supposed to be.
That's the way it works. Like, if you decide you're going to move anywhere, like, even, like, within the United States, right, first thing you do is find a place, right? You got to start figuring it out, right? If you're a capable adult, then governments shouldn't be holding your hand. They shouldn't be telling you where to go, pointing you in a direction, giving you transportation, right? The welcome sign has always been around, so... Okay, you're
so,
welcome. Now,
yes, you can be a capable adult, but if you don't speak the language, you are still at some sort of a disadvantage.
Agreed.
Okay.
But human beings are capable of learning.
You're right.
And so, you know, if you find yourself in that situation, yeah, you're at a disadvantage, then you must adapt and overcome.
Yes.
And this is what people do all of the time, every day. Every day, human beings bump into something they've never experienced before. And what do? They adapt and overcome.
Or perish.
Every day. Well, okay, in extreme cases.
Yeah.
Extreme cases. So, yeah, I agree with the
I've
caller.
Never seen this mushroom before.
There should be no penalty for just moving, because that's all these people are doing. They're just relocating to a different piece of land on planet Earth. Right? If a duck flies south, does it need a passport? Nope.
So that's a weird one for me, because several years ago, I was more involved with, like, personal growth and development, and they did a seminar, and they said, like, okay, the checklist of things you need to bring is you need to have a passport, amongst other things.
Yeah.
And I went, dang, I don't have a passport. So I called, you know, the head person. I went, hey, how important is the passport, really? And she went, well, it's not that important. I went, okay, so I don't need to get one. Then my friend got one and, like, expedited it. So I'm like, well, I'll just expedite mine.
Yeah.
But I also called another friend. I'm like, dude, send me a picture of your passport, because I'm just going to draw my own. Right, like, do some graphical work or whatever. I got my own passport.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
If we're crossing a border, I'll meet you guys a mile down the road, because I'll just find my own way across.
Right.
But the purpose of the passport was ironic, because as they're going through the list of why you needed each and every one of these things, for the passport, they said, like, having your passport gives you liberty. With your passport, you can go just about anywhere in the world.
Oh, my God.
Right. But, you know, that was going through my head. But I was like, I'm not going to rock the boat. You know, I paid my money to be here for the seminar, for the trainings. I'm not going to, you know, object to anything at the time.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, the conversations that were had after that were like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
If our listeners own dogs, animals, and you get a dog tag, right? Something to put around your pet's collar that says, you know, Fido and your phone number or whatever. Or if you get your pets implanted with, like, the chip.
Ooh.
So that if, you know, they run away or, you know, somehow get loose and whatever, and somebody else finds them, they could take them to a vet somewhere and the vet will scan the chip and figure out who the owner is.
Yep.
That's what passports are for humans. The only thing that most people don't really get is that your owners are the politicians. Your right. owners are these governments. That's who the owners of you are. You
yeah.
are their pets. You are their livestock, their cattle, their tax cattle. They're milking you for tax.
And for those people unaware, passports, just another temporary government program.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, this is just a wartime effort, you know, so you know which of the bad countries you can't go to.
Was it World War II?
I think it was one.
One.
I don't want to look it up.
Yeah, I don't either. But
it was a war effort early yeah. on.
They're like, oh, well, we need to be able to quickly identify people, so let's have them carry this little booklet with them right. wherever they go. And we'll ask for it whenever they cross a border.
And 80-plus years later, right, even if it's World War II, 80-plus years later, still around.
Yeah.
For what purpose?
I'm older than the Patriot Act, right? So I remember a time when you could just walk all the way to the little boarding tunnel of a flight, watch your loved one get on the plane,
yep.
and stand there at the window as the plane backed out onto the runway and sort of wave at the plane. And there was no checkpoints for anything. There was you just walked up and it was fine.
Or get laid fine. After that tunnel when you exit in Hawaii.
Nice. So I wish that sometimes I wish that I lived and was old enough to remember before passports were a thing.
Yeah.
Because it was fine. People moved all the time. They crossed borders all the time.
What's that? You're going to Mexico?
Yeah.
And then you're just in Mexico.
And then, oh, yeah. Wow, weird.
Or Canada.
Yeah. And nobody cared. It wasn't a big deal. It's only when governments started caring about wanting to corral their tax cattle.
Us versus them.
Yeah.
Which passport do you carry? Which are the best ones? All of a sudden, the government says you're not allowed to go to a specific country because they are in conflict with that other country's leaders, quote unquote.
People like to draw the parallel between Nazi Germany all the time and say, well, at least it's not like Nazi Germany. And like, well, it kind of is. If you got to show your papers wherever you go,
yeah,
you know, you can hardly do anything without showing the papers. You certainly can't go to a foreign country.
Which is the whole purpose, right, of the papers in the first place.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. Do you think passports are the equivalent of Nazi Germany's e-papers? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Back. That was weird.
never seen the high notes.
Yeah, but we're in stereo. It's almost like a non-harmony. 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number you need to participate on this show. This show is Free Talk Live, and we take calls from people like you and put you on nationally syndicated radio as well as internet streams and some satellites.
Participation is mandatory. You will be graded.
We might be like the only show like this that's liberty-oriented, nationally syndicated, that takes calls and allows you to bring up whatever you want. Like, a lot of shows, they'll take calls, but they're heavily screened, and they only want you to talk about very narrow topics and subjects, and, like, we don't have those restraints. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason.
I want to say, like, we can confidently say that we are the only one, or at least the number one one. Like, what else?
We're certainly the most rated talk radio show in the United States.
Right.
And by rated, I mean R-A-I-D-E-D.
Yes. And what I guess my point is that the libertarian freedom movement is such a small community as it is that if there was another freedom-oriented, nationally syndicated call-in radio show, we probably would have heard about it, and I would probably listen to that too.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Right.
Before we go any further, gold and silver. You can own the most stable assets in recorded history with BullionMax.com. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson. That, to me, I despise, like, heavy-handed salespeople. Like, I just don't, like, well, let me buy something, and then, like, okay, fine, maybe I'll get your marketing emails and, you know, that kind of a thing. But, like, bypassing the salesperson is big to me. Your precious metals ship fully insured directly to your home. Free Talk Live can get you their silver starter kit at employee pricing. Just go to bullionmax.com/FTL. It includes 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products. This offer is limited to one per household, so get yours now. Go to bullionmax.com/FTL. As in Free Talk Live, bullionmax.com/FTL.
How much silver is enough silver?
Like, part of me is like, whatever you can comfortably carry.
On your person or just in general? Okay.
Yeah, on your person, right? In general, it would be whatever you can comfortably haul.
Okay.
Right? You know, so whatever that means. Do you have a large truck, like a F-450 or something?
That's a lot.
Then you could probably load up, like, a pretty big-ass trailer full of silver and be okay.
I guess when I think about silver and gold, right, like, I used to be the silver bug. I never could be the gold bug because I never had that much money.
Yeah.
Right? And then along came crypto. And now I'm torn because I want to have the physical metals,
mm-hmm.
right? But I also see the value of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And then I go, like, well, if I'm going to get out of Federal Reserve notes, how much of that should I put into silver and gold versus the cryptocurrency?
That's a question that I think you have to answer for yourself. I don't know that there's, like, a percentage that you can use as a rule of thumb.
Okay.
But we could talk more about that. First, I want to go to Jet, who's calling from Washington State. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I hate the way you guys talk about the land of the free, but I have a little short story for you. I heard on the TV that the city was coming to my area, so I went outside to look. I couldn't tell if the city had arrived yet, so I called a number listed as the state. Mm-hmm. I heard it knows everything. I was thinking we could meet for lunch so I could know more about this thing called city, which was on its way. But no one answered. A voicemail told me that if my questions were not answered, I could talk to the county next time I saw it, and it would tell me everything I wanted to know. Now, I haven't seen the county, so I left another message, and you guessed it, the county didn't return my call either. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been years now. I've watched and I've waited. I still haven't seen a city, I think. Well, maybe I don't know what it is. What I did notice was shortly after I heard the city was on its way, something in the area began to stink really bad. Other people I talked to said the same thing. They said the city, county, and state have all left a bad taste in the mouth. They called the bad taste government. Well, that sounded pretty weird to me. I didn't like the sound of it. So I thought, maybe I just need to avoid these government things. Maybe whatever they are, and but I couldn't figure out how, because I couldn't see them, I couldn't hear them, touch, smell, or taste them. I started to think, I don't even think they exist. Here's what scares me about it, though. Almost everyone I talk to says this government is real. And worse, they believe they have to pay it and obey it or something bad will happen. That's nuts. All I've seen is a bunch of strangers on TV clamoring about how they are government and how they are working so hard to change things, to fix things, to make things better, make life great again. But in all the years, I haven't seen anything change. It still stinks really bad.
It sure does.
Even after we've given more and more money. Now, one of the neighbors told me all I have to do is let them take as much money as they want, and that way everything can be wonderful, beautiful, and great again. Well, I don't think so. I'm out of here. I've heard Somalia is nice this time of year, but the moral
See,
of the story,
Africa.
The moral of this story is government does not exist. It never has. Only evil people who lie, steal, and destroy. The notion of government is all in your mind. There's nothing but bad people pretending they are good. You want to change for the better, change your mind. Now, here's my elevator speech, and then I'm done.
All right.
People with titles are just other people, just other humans who have no more right to do anything that you or I may not do. So, whether it's city, state, or whatever they call themselves, to me, it's a kind of workshop, let's put it that way.
Thank you for the call, Jet. We appreciate you.
So, real quick, funny story. I was doing some involuntary activism in Hawaii, and by that I mean I was summoned to court.
Involuntary activism, okay.
Well, because I was summoned to court.
Yep.
I didn't want to be there, but I was there.
Are you a demon? You were summoned.
I wish. Oh, okay. That'd be so much easier to get through life.
Anyway.
So, like, on the paperwork that they give you,
yes.
Right, it says, you know, the state of Hawaii versus Rich. I was like, can I subpoena the state? Like, do I not have a right to face my accuser?
Right.
And if the officer is standing in as a witness, he's not the accuser, right? He is a witness. So I would like to face my accuser.
Right.
So can I summon the state? You know, of course that was shut down, and then it kind of led into the Mark Stevens methodology of like, well, factually, what is the state then?
Right.
Because if it's just the dirt on the ground, right? How am I being accused by the? How does the dirt on the ground have standing to bring anything up against me?
Right.
So,
well, and what was the other bit? Factually speaking, the state is just words on pieces of paper, and so
sure,
you know,
bring forth
how,
those pieces of paper.
How can I reside within the words on a piece of paper, as you say that I have, and
right.
Thus that gives you jurisdiction or whatever.
It clearly went nowhere, but it was fun.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. Do you believe that the state is necessary? This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
King Charles and Prince William greeted the masses that stood in line for hours to see the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II. Her Majesty's state funeral is set to take place on Monday. President Biden is expected to be in attendance. The Justice Department is appealing an order that bars it from using documents that were seized at former President Trump's Florida estate as expected. A Trump-appointed judge denied a similar motion on Thursday. Yeshiva University abruptly suspended all student club activities after the U.S. Supreme Court ordered the Orthodox Jewish school to recognize an LGBTQ student group. The justices on Wednesday, in a 5-4 vote, lifted a temporary hold on a court order telling the school to do so. And in Puerto Rico, they're under a hurricane warning as Fiona, which is currently a tropical storm, is heading towards the island. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Guy Jet, he calls, you know, he's been calling for a long time, and he's a verbose vernacular nomenclaturist.
Sure.
You know, like he has a gift
for the gap
with the words, if you will, for lack of a better expression.
Yep.
That was a pretty good little anecdote that he had there. And it is true, like the belief in authority is a human construct. It's all in your mind. The belief that some people with, you know, uniforms of a particular color or kind or with a flag on them or, you know, properly armed in this way have power over you.
Yeah.
You know, or have the right to have power over you because of some, you know, magic piece of paper or a sky cloth that they worship.
I'll be honest, though, if that's going to be like the elevator speech, you know, some critical feedback, you gotta cut that thing in half somehow.
Yeah, it was a little bit long. Well, for radio anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Or for an elevator speech.
Well, this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
It's a special Saturday night edition with us.
Yeah.
And later on tonight, we will be doing 10:30 Eastern on video.freetalklive.com or watch.freetalklive.com on our Odyssey channel. Another episode of Beard Talk Live where a bunch of bearded dudes who are also freedom and liberty oriented will do an uncensored, you know, couple, 2-3 hours of broadcasting.
Wax philosophic and talk over each other.
Yes, but uncensored style. So, you know, if you would prefer to cuss, well, please call us after 10:30 at the same number. We'll be using the same phone lines for that show, and you can talk to the bearded fellows. So it'll be myself, Richie Rich, and the guy named Nobody. All very much bearded.
Yep.
Very beard. Much.
Very beard. Very good.
Anyway, let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Harry, are you back? You, we be back. You, Porky.
Are you okay, Major? Oh.
The pig, yes. Porky pig.
Are you on drugs?
Don't answer that.
Yeah, don't answer that.
Not presently. I have had my mind expanded. Let's put it back.
Why are you always trying to get people to incriminate themselves on national red that you know is being monitored by the FBI?
I'm used to being a free person and able to, speak freely.
This is not the country to act free.
Well, okay.
I've told you to send drones in on me already, and I'm just a simple carpenter like Jesus was, for crying out loud. But, all right, so you guys were talking. I'm not going to go into the cartoon land of Baby Shark like I called in. That was my original thought.
Okay, what are you going in about?
Well, you guys were just talking about currency. And I was talking to Ian the other night when Ari was side-chairing, and copper was the currency of the common man. Mm-hmm. Silver was the currency of the nobleman. Gold was the currency of kings. Most people don't realize there was a thing called a halfpenny. That's a half penny.
Yep.
Let's say you're a laborer. You only make 10 cents a day. Right? You're going to want to split that dollar because that penny is a dollar.
Right.
Or a $10 bill, maybe even,
Right.
By today's ratings. But yeah, precious metals, they are precious for a reason. Even in the seafaring days, when they would fill a giant silver urn with stew because silver repels bacteria. And you leave a good layer of fat over it and nothing can get in there.
Yeah. I mean, I've got silver rounds. I have a few copper rounds from the old Liberty Dollar days.
Oh, nice.
Right? But again, how much more should I acquire?
Right,
what's the breakdown? That's my, I mean, you don't have to answer it, obviously, but that it was just a general thought. As I'm diversifying out of Federal Reserve notes,
right?
You know, all eggs in one basket? Half the eggs in one basket?
No, I would say, some, right?
Okay.
I have some.
Obviously.
I
have some.
Yeah.
Do I have enough? I don't know.
Only you can be the judge of that, I think.
Right? The period I speak of was when trading was even, before fiat money was created.
Yeah.
Something I can wipe my arse with. It's not worth a halfpenny.
Right.
Well, again, that's why diversifying out of Federal Reserve notes seems to be a good idea.
Agreed.
Now, can you get completely out? I know, Captain, you said you've been able to operate in mostly cryptocurrency for a long period of time. I don't think the vast majority of people are at that level yet or living in an area where they can be.
No.
So you have to stay liquid in Federal Reserve notes to a degree.
Yes.
But by how much?
I would say I'm able to operate maybe close to, say, 75-80%.
Okay.
Stuff's getting converted along the way.
Sure.
So, if I pay a bill or something and, I use, a crypto debit card or something like that, that's getting converted to USD to pay the bill. But I'm still using it, right?
Yeah.
And so that's...
That's a transitory phase, though.
Yeah.
That's while we're getting people accustomed to taking cryptocurrency directly.
Right. There are some things where, I just have no choice. They don't accept gold. They don't accept gold backs. They don't accept silver.
Right.
I have to, because it's a government agency, you can't negotiate with them, and so you just have to have some Federal Reserve notes.
Better to give them the bad money anyway.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
But, I mean, it does take some effort. Don't get me wrong. It's not like it's easy to, function in that capacity. And sometimes, some days, there have been days where it's like, well, I guess it was a Federal Reserve note day today.
Sure.
Where, it's just all I transacted in that day for whatever reason, for various reasons. But, I'm sorry, Major, go ahead.
Well, I've never been able to dabble in the crypto. I mean, you know me. I'm an old flatlander, as Mark once called me.
Mm-hmm.
Flat earther. Yeah, that's what he called me. I was going to sail off the edge of the world.
Is the moon flat, too?
It's made of cheese. Flat, too.
Oh, the moon's made out of cheese, right?
Oh, you're talking about Wisconsin now.
Wait, Wisconsin is where they staged the moon landing?
Oh,
what kind of rabbit hole is this?
That's cheesy. So,
I don't know. I did not eat the mushroom, young man. That must have been you.
Oh, my God. Major, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. I do have a story about cheese that maybe we'll get to tonight, or maybe Beard Talk Live, or maybe even tomorrow's show. I'm not sure.
Tease it.
Somebody, basically government stole this person's cheese and then fined them for, well, having it.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Something the government would do.
It's, the cheese apparently does not stand alone. Apparently the government wants your cheese, too, in more ways than one, not just your money.
It's weird. Government cheese is a thing. They used to just give that stuff out.
Yeah.
And now they're taking it back.
Oh, and isn't it weird that people refer to money as cheese as well? Like, man, give me some of that cheese. How much cheese is it going to cost me?
Okay.
You know?
I don't know if I've heard that in a very long time.
Yeah, it's certainly an old reference. I haven't heard it in a
movie from
time.
The 70s or something.
Yeah, or even like a movie that was based in like the 20s or something like that, right, where they would refer to
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, there was a guy who was a rapper guy in Everett, Washington. Yeah, of all places. He called himself Mo Cheddar.
Okay.
Because he was all about the bucks, right?
All right?
I need to make Mo money. Mo Cheddar is my name. I'm trying to remember. There's another guy that he partnered with that, you know, they were kind of a rap duo. I don't know that they really ever released anything, but it's still
that might have been a local rap duo.
It was, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, but it still is weird to me that, like, maybe cheese was currency at some point, and that's how it...
Get it from the government, you can trade it.
You know? Oh, maybe. 603-283-6160. Do you know how cheese became a reference to money? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is coming up. And more of your calls.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
I got something to say. It's better to burn out than to fade away. Any Highlander fans? No? Okay. Checking.
Highlander? Like the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The OG Highlander. The movie. Like that movie I still enjoy to this day. It's all the other subsequent Highlander movies that ruin.
Okay.
And the television series. Multiple series.
So I am weird. When it comes to things like that.
You're weird?
Hear me out. I have to watch things in order.
Okay.
I can't watch the sequel before I watch the original.
Sure.
Right?
That's not weird.
Well, some people just like, oh, no, just put on the movie. I don't care. Like, whatever.
Okay.
Right? Or if the new one comes out and I don't remember the first one, like, I got to catch up on the first one.
Oh, yeah. Refresh your memory a bit. Yeah.
So, when Hulu first came out, I was in, like, the beta program for Hulu.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever, before they started charging and making it a subscription or whatever.
Yep.
And I was rewatching the Highlander movies because I'd seen the first one, I'd seen the second one, but I hadn't seen anything after that.
Okay.
Right? So I was like, okay, what order do I need to watch this in? And it turns out, like, after the first two movies, you have to watch the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it's like Duncan MacLeod.
Right.
And the... I never got through, like, season two of the TV show, so I never finished any of the other Highlander movies.
The most hilarious one, I think, is the one where, like, they come from outer space.
That's two.
Isn't it two?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
Because it totally detracted from the original Highlander movie.
I thought that was three.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay.
One is the only one you need to watch. And,
right.
And
because nothing after one makes sense, because there can be only one.
Right.
And he was the one.
Right.
And all of a sudden there's more.
Yeah, all of a sudden there's more. And then there's, like, a family of them.
Yeah.
And, like, no. But wait, I thought there could be only
one. There could be only one.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Jill calling from Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I heard the discussion the other night about someone baptizing a child, baptizing children without the consent of the parents. And some people seem to think it didn't matter too much. How did it affect the child? Well, if this happens to your child, you better stay in the United States because it can affect them otherwise. I read about a case. There was a reference to it in a newspaper. Also, someone someone in a novel mentioned it, but I read about a reference to it in a newspaper.
Okay.
It was in some country, either Italy or Spain, I think it was Italy, late 19th century, I believe. There were these Jewish parents who had a child. They also had a Christian servant girl. The child got sick. The servant girl, perhaps fearing for his soul, took him and had him baptized. Okay, sometime later, they either passed the law or somebody discovered the law that no Christian or no Catholic child, at any rate, was to be raised by Jewish parents. The law came and took the child away from the parents. The parents went to court and lost the case.
Yeah.
There was some fighting afterwards. I believe eventually, when the child was about 12, he was given the choice to return to his parents. However, by this time, he was used to the people who raised him, and he refused to go home.
I don't think an atheist couple or atheist parents whose kid was accidentally baptized are going to ever admit to that information by any sort of state probe. Right?
Well, maybe they didn't admit to it, but it was found out to be so.
How would a foreign country know that when the kid was 12, he got accidentally baptized at a Christian school if they were to move out of the country?
It was at a Christian school. Oh, you mean after he moved out of the country? I didn't know.
You said they better stay in the United States.
Deliberate, but they might find out. You just want to be careful about things like that.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Jim. Yeah. We appreciate it.
And my question is how? Right? If you're atheist parents and your kid gets accidentally baptized in a Christian school and you move to Italy, right? And they go like, are you guys Christians? And they go, no, we're not. Has your child ever been baptized? You go, no.
So having been a child at some point in my life, I have sort of spilled the beans on things that I shouldn't have otherwise spilled the beans on. And so I could see, like, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but I could see the kid being like, oh, yeah, man, this one time when I was like 8 or whatever, I accidentally got baptized. And then, like, somebody else tells on him and, you know, that kind of a thing. I could see that happening.
No, Billy, that was just a bath. You were at the swimming pool and your friend dunked you under the water and said, I bless you.
What's the difference?
There's no difference. That's the point. If you don't believe that it matters, right?
Right.
Then it's just getting dunked underwater. Yeah. That's it. There's no magical properties beyond that.
Still to come on Free Talk Live, an atheist baptism.
Yeah. Almost drowned him.
Oh, man.
How long can you hold your breath, dear boy?
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to remember the term now. It was something about, like, a bunch of atheists never get together and, you know, insert X, right? And so you insert, like, whatever the religious thing is, right? Like, the Crusades, right?
Okay.
A bunch of atheists never got together and slaughtered thousands and millions of people, millions of thousands, I don't know, whatever, you know, large numbers of people.
You know the thing.
Yeah, the thing. Yeah, yeah, so.
It sounds like a Cards Against Humanity game card.
How would that read?
I don't know. Basically the way you phrased it, but you fill in the blank with one of the cards you're holding.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Let's continue on.
I want royalties for that Cards Against Humanity, people. Or at least a free deck.
Let's continue on. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Supposedly that we're going to have a car-free week all next week.
What do you mean, we? Who specifically is going to have a car-free week? Is it you, your employer, your city?
It was a carb-free week. Everyone's going keto.
But I think I was heard that it was a car-free. It might be a global event. I've never heard of it. I don't know where.
This is your chance to get a free car.
I heard about it. Well, they're having a bicycle show. I heard it. They had an electrical bike run to the Berlin Fiesta, and they're talking about the next week is going to be a car-free week. So it must be a worldwide event.
It's not a worldwide event because I will be driving all week next week.
First of all, this is the first that I've heard of this supposed car freeway, Sarah. It was you calling this show. Not that, like, I'm aware of everything, but if it was, like, a global event, I would hope that their advertising would be more than you calling this show.
Yeah, I don't know. I just never heard about it, but we're going to have this.
A bike show also doesn't sound very appealing.
But wait a minute. Sarah, you don't drive, right? So isn't every week a car-free week for you? This event would be nothing special at all, would it?
Now she can walk down the freeway without fear of getting hit.
Well, the thing is that it's kind of like I just love this, all this clean energy. They have the bike to work day. What if Canada is like, no, don't ride your car one day. So, no, now we're going to have, so we're just going to have another 1 week of, I'm trying to figure out who started it, but our New Mexico, they're going to have ride all this electric bike 6 miles up from this pub all the way to the balloon fiesta, and they're going to have it. So that's a major event.
Why an electric bike? Why not a regular bike?
I don't know. That was the... I have no idea why they decided to do it.
And I'm just saying because, like, I don't know what the definition of dirty energy is, but, an electric bike still uses lithium batteries, to my knowledge. And so, you know, that's very expensive, and it uses dirty fuel to be produced. But if you want to talk about clean energy, the human body produces its own energy. I don't remember what the BTU rating is of a human being. But
you got to fuel it, too, though.
Well, you do.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, like, a bicycle, a human-powered bicycle is probably the cleanest energy you're going to get unless you can train, like, a horse and buggy, probably. Right?
Put a hamster on the back wheel.
Energy. Yeah, a hamster to go around something.
Just gear it right so the hamster, you know.
Right. So I'm just wondering why it's e-bikes instead of regular bikes.
Yeah, I have no idea why they have, but that was the show today was about doing it on e-bikes. Because I guess the regular bikes kind of gets to be exhausting going up in the hills.
Also, if I have to take a guess on who started it, probably some autistic Swedish kid.
Why? Okay. Well, thank you for the call, Sarah. Good luck on your car-free week. Again. Every week's a car-free week for Sarah in New Mexico. 603-283-6160. Still to come, more on the Atheist Baptisms.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.